This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Well, brother, been a long year, it seems. Well, it ain't the same as what it used to be. Well, I've been thinking about the good I see. Well, ain't it hard, or what's in front of me? But now time sure moves slow when you listen to the talk on the radio. So you pour a little drink when you get home, or catch a little buzz, check your telephone. Well, she doesn't know the words to the song, but you like to sing along anyway. Well, you can't tell a good thing till it's gone. Even if it was long gone yesterday. I've been hanging on my rungs up over my head. I've been thinking about the things that I wish I said. I've been thinking about the things that I wish I did. Well, all that love and I forgot to give. I've been haunted by the break of day. Got the past 4 months of bills to pay. It's a quarter after four in the morning sun. I've been waiting on the time to come. Wish doesn't know the words to the song, but you like to sing along anyway. Well, you can tell good things till it's gone. And it was long gone yesterday.
Tall Buildings here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and the tune is called Words to the Song. And I gotta tell you, first time I saw that video online, I thought of my mother, because my mother was one of those people that would always be singing along to any song and never knew the words. So I could definitely relate. She never knew the words to the song Damn Tall Buildings. Welcome to the Folk Show. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
So who's going to tell us about that tune and maybe introduce the band?
My name is Max. We're Damn Tall Buildings. We're out of Brooklyn, New York. The first thing I'd like to say about that whole number there was that we actually played a wedding yesterday that my mother was at, and I can confidently tell you that she has no idea what the words are to any of our songs, but she was singing so loud. So I would say a portion of that song is about that.
So Damn Tall Buildings, I got to tell you, I had an opportunity to see you guys recently at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. And Monday morning came and I was on my way to work. And all I could think of was that song, In Tall Buildings.
Yeah. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the band.
All right. Yeah. Well, we came up with that name kind of in a hurry. We used to busk on the streets, and we just kind of did it for a little extra change and, you know, buy some beer or something that you wanted. And this lady who was a Emerson student at the time, Megan Lavallo, I think was her name.
Wow, what a memory.
Yeah. she wanted to do a video of us playing on the streets. This was in like January or February in Boston, so it was pretty cold. But we went out during the nighttime on Newbury Street, and it's all lit up with Christmas lights, and we did this did a video with her. And afterwards, she's like, "Great, okay, what's the band name?" And we were like, "I don't know." So we kind of had to do a scrambled brain session to
24 hour turnover
there. Yeah. There are a lot of great suggestions from different people, but yeah, we eventually took a lot of inspiration from John Hartford and this other band, Joy Killed Sorrow, in the namesake of Damn Tall Buildings.
Well, you guys have been hanging out with a lot of folks that our folk show listeners will be familiar with, folks that associate with folks like Josh Ritter and Lula Wiles and those folks. You even had some help from some of those people with your album. Is that right? With the production of the album, some, you know, Six Degrees of Separation, perhaps.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah. Well, the drummer Sean Trischka that plays with the Lula Wiles frequently played on our record. And we worked with Dan Cardinal, who produced and engineered the record over at Dimension Sound Studios, and he also just did Lula Wiles' most recent record, which is an excellent record.
Yeah.
So is Sean related to Tony?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He's the son of Tony Trischka. Yeah. So yeah.
And then there was a Furtado that played at the festival. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Are they all related to
I don't know. I don't know if there's any connection between the Furtado, Tony Furtado thing. There's a lot of Tonys out there.
And you would know. You would know because you're the banjo player.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I've thought about that.
You've wondered also, yeah. How about if we hear another song and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the album, which is called Don't Look Down. What are you going to play for us next?
Sure. This is a number off of Don't Look Down. This is a tune here called Allison. Well, the wind blows steady, can't you hear her sigh? Yeah, the wind blows steady, can't you hear her sigh? She moves so soft on this slide by. Yeah, the wind blows steady, can't you hear her sigh? I ain't got no money, baby, she don't mind. I ain't got no money, baby, she don't mind. When I'm feeling that since we're doing fine. I ain't got no money, baby, she don't mind. And a shot of gin. Well, two drinks down and a shot of gin. Well, she don't care the shape I'm in. Well, two drinks down and a shot of gin. Oh, Allison, you treat me fine. Though you leave me from time to time. Come back soon, hell, I won't mind. Oh, Allison, you treat me fine. On a black bed, well, not a single word would say. Well, two young lovers on a black bed. Allison, you treat me fine. Oh, you leave me behind. Come back soon, hell, I won't mind. Oh, Allison, you treat me fine. Allison, you treat me fine. Oh, you leave me behind. Come back soon, hell, I won't mind. Oh, Allison. Well, the wind blows steady, can't you hear her sigh? Well, the wind blows steady, can't you hear her sigh? Well, she moves so soft, don't it just slide by? Well, the wind blows steady, can't you hear her sigh?
It's Allison from Damn Tall Buildings and the album Don't Look Down here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're going to take a short break and then we're going to come back and find out a little bit more about the album Don't Look Down. This is the Folk Show at NHPR.
On the next morning edition, Democrats debate how far to move to the left.
The person who's enjoying this debate most right now is Donald Trump.
And how do you know the sunscreen you choose is absolutely safe?
I think there was sort of an assumption that these are, you know, these are things that we apply to our skin. They don't really get into our bloodstreams.
Hear the news plus the stories that affect your world on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition weekdays from 5 a.m. to 9 with Rick Ganley here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the co-op food stores of Hanover, Lebanon, and White River Junction, receiving daily and weekly deliveries from over 300 local and regional producers and farms. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and in the studio we have a group called Damn Tall Buildings performing, and they have a new album out called Don't Look Down. They're going to play another tune for us, and we're going to go back and talk a little bit more about the new release. So what are we going to hear next?
The next tune we're going to play is actually a cover of a traditional number written by Bill Monroe. It's called Can't You Hear Me Callin'.
Can't you hear me calling from the Damn Tall Buildings here on The Folk Show? You know, I read someplace, Max, that your band is like, I think it might have been, was it Boston Globe thing? They said that your band is like the Carter Family for millennials. Is that accurate, you think?
Yeah, I think that's like maybe the kindest thing anyone's ever said to us.
Well, I don't know if they were going to say, yeah, they're a gangsta grass band. What would that mean?
You know, it would mean that we are our good friends, gangsta grass, which would be pretty cool.
So. Really?
But no, we were very touched by that article. And I think that one line has meant a lot to us, and we've tried to keep that in us, you know, when we're out on the road and stuff. trying to remember, you know, the traditions and where this came from. Jordan, you look like you got something good to say here.
No, we certainly aesthetically have an old-timey-ness to most things that we do. It's rough around the edges. It's got a lot of heart.
Has it always been that way? And were any of you involved in the Roots program at Berkeley?
Yeah, I definitely was. Yeah. Montana was in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Taking great lessons, learning a lot of great tunes from a lot of great people.
And so how did Damtall Buildings actually happen? Is it, did you have a Berkeley connection, or was it that you, a couple of you started busking, that other people got off the subway and saw you and said, okay, we want to do that too? What really happened?
Yeah, pretty much the latter. I met Jordan playing Frisbee on a beach, pretty much by chance, and then we ended up...
It's like, you throw a Frisbee like a fiddle player.
Exactly. It's like, well, you know what? You look like a banjo player.
And you throw like one, too.
They were actually just throwing a banjo head.
Yeah, he actually came up to me and said, I hope you play banjo better than you play Frisbee.
So far, so good.
And so that was just a few years ago. And so how did everybody get tagged on to Damtall Buildings?
Well, me and Montana, the fiddle player, were playing on the street prior to him meeting Jordan. And they met together. And I was kind of doing my own thing with someone else. But then we all started just playing on the street together one late night on Newberry Street, Boston. And so we started doing that regularly. And I was close friends with Sasha because we got... sort of caught cheating on a test, but we didn't actually cheat. They just thought that we cheated because we put the same wrong answer down, which I think speaks to why we like to work together musically.
Same page.
We're on the same page. But we were always great friends, and we needed a bassist, and she didn't play bass at the time, but has always been a great singer. And so after a lot of peer pressure, she finally went and rented a bass one day.
Tell me a little bit about the Don't Look Down album. Which album is this for you? Is it your first, second?
It's the third studio
album. Oh, third studio album.
It's the second full-length, you know, quote-unquote full-length album. The second one, we had a self-titled that was, I think, six tracks. Yeah. That was an EP.
Yeah.
That came out in 2015. So it's been 3 years since the last release for us.
Seems like you're all over the place lately. Just did you take a pause? Were you traveling? I just see your name everywhere, especially in New Hampshire, a lot of New Hampshire gigs. What's up with the New Hampshire thing?
What is Max?
What's up with the
New
What's up with the New Hampshire thing? I'm Max, and I'm from New Hampshire. We were just at my parents' house. They live in Bedford. And I grew up there most of my life, and I love New Hampshire.
And so we've got Pennsylvania represented, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Where else? What other states are represented in this band?
Well, I'm from Portland, Oregon originally. I'm a West Coaster, and Montana is
a mountain
from...
man.
He's from Utah.
Yeah, the sliver of Idaho.
Okay. No,
I'm from Montana.
We promised folks that we'd talk a little bit about the album Don't Look Down. So first off, I have to say that I love the cover for the album.
Thank you.
And want to know a little bit more about where this idea conceptually for this cover came from. Who wants to answer that for me?
I'll take that one. This myth came to us. There's the album art is based on a myth. A Chinese myth about the first astronaut who was allegedly a dignitary who thought it was a great idea to take all these then modern technologies of explosives and fireworks and whatnot and strap them onto these rockets onto a platform where he sat and then had every incarnation of the myth. I think we read like three of them. It's 47 rockets attached. Yeah, 47 every time. And consequently, he had 47 of his most loyal attendants light the rockets all at the same time on his mark with the hope and understanding that he would make it to the stars. And, you know, of course, they do it in time because they're very good at their job, and it goes all up and goes up in smoke, and there's lots of explosions and everything, and then he disappears, you know. So a lot of folks believe that he made it all the way to the stars, which is we like the ambiguity. we Scott McCormick did our album art down in Colorado, and he's great, and he brought that to us, and we just were like, yeah, that's the album. That's exactly what we just did.
He listened to the record and said that myth just rang so true. I don't know what that means, but it felt right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like Damn Tall Buildings is not looking back. And we want you to keep looking for Damn Tall Buildings at a location near you. And we're going to get another little sample of the band on the folk show. What are you going to play for us next, guys?
That's perfect. Perfect segue. Because the next song we're going to play is called Location. And it's all about finding home when you are prone to being restless, basically. We all kind of resonate with that, and then we also spend a lot of time moving around together. So all those things culminated for me in this kind of contemplation of where true home is versus like where it's put on you. And I think that it can be found largely within ourselves and within the friendships and relationships that we hold, because you build your home around you. So this one's called Location.
Well, I think I'll move to the city, let it take me by the hand. Let it put me through the ringer like only a city can. I'll meet some nice old folky, sing the saddest songs I know. I think I'll move to the city if there's nowhere else to go. City, I'll hold you like the mountains. lift you up. And like that ocean, I'll keep rolling till I turn back to dust.
Tune written by Avery Bellotta from Bozeman, Montana, with the Damn Tall Buildings here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Also in the band, Max Capistran. Is that how you say your name, Max?
Yes, it is.
And he's from Bedford, New Hampshire. Sasha Dubik from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Jordan Allman from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, you got it.
Yay. So tell me, you're talking that you just did that song about location. Do you guys like where you're at right now as a band?
Yeah, we have been living in Brooklyn now for 2 years, and we love it. It's really become our home now when we're not on the road.
So you guys, you appeared at the Fresh Grass Festival back over, and it's in North Adams, and it's usually just about this time of year, isn't it? Mm-hmm. September, maybe?
Yeah.
So Fresh Grass, that was in 2016. What a cool place with all the visual arts and all that kind of stuff. And you entered that band contest there, did really well. And how about, did you have an idea when you were at Fresh Grass a couple years ago that this was going to be where you're at today? Was this how it was planned out for you, or did you have a plan?
We're not usually super big planners, but yeah, we definitely wanted to do music more full time, and we've definitely spent a lot of effort towards making this more of our full time careers, and it's, you know, been a lot of long, hard hours, fun, you know, mm-hmm. fun, passionate work. But we definitely wanted to. We had no idea where we'd be, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like the album cover, you know. Yeah.
We're visiting in the studio here at New Hampshire Public Radio with Damn Tall Buildings. More in just a moment.
Not only are we proud to support NHPR, but the return on our investment seems to be paying off as well.
Corey Snow is co-owner of Monadnock Oil and Vinegar in Peterborough and an underwriter of NHPR.
We chose NHPR partly because I'm a huge listener myself, and the feedback we've been getting since we started supporting NHPR has been fantastic. We were getting more people coming into the store and saying, hey, we heard you while we were listening to the radio the other day.
Learn more about growing your business with NHPR's statewide audience at nhpr.org/underwrite.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Earthward Natural Foods, providing a local source for health food, herbs, supplements, and wellness needs, located on 101A in Amherst or at earthwardnaturalfoods.com. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. The new album from Damn Tall Buildings is called Don't Look Down, and it's chock full of originals and also some traditional tunes, and these guys kind of share the load in terms of the songwriting. We really enjoy it. If you haven't had a chance, go online and look them up. Their videos are great. It's fun to watch, and it's really catchy. It's hard not to move when you're watching these guys in action. It's a real treat to have had you stop by. I want to know, actually, what's in the future. What does the future hold for you?
Well, we're going to IBMA this September.
And that's the International Bluegrass Music Association.
That's right. That is correct. Us. Say that 10 times.
Yeah. IBMA is a lot easier.
Definitely.
And what are you doing there?
We're doing a couple of official showcases there, the times of which I am really unsure of at the moment.
Oh, I gotcha. Don't worry, buddy.
Teamwork.
We are on Tuesday the 24th. We're going to play at 7 at the Rally Convention Center workshop stage. And on Wednesday the 25th, we're playing at 8 o'clock at Poorhouse, which I've heard is a great time. So I'm very excited.
The Rally showcases are really great at IBMA. It's a lot of fun. I happened to be at the IBMA when the year that Mile 12 did so great.
Oh, nice.
So So it's a really nice opportunity to see new bands. And it's really great to see bands that have been around and that are emerging, like Damn Tall Buildings. So it's a really super showcase to be included in. And it's not easy to get into. So kudos to you for getting to the IBMA.
We're really excited about it.
We're grateful to be both there and here.
Now, I know you've got this album and the Don't Look Down album. Are there plans to do another album soon, or are you out supporting this album right now?
Yes.
No.
Thanks, Avery.
Yeah. Yeah. See aforementioned planner comment. Yeah, we're definitely, okay. we're working on it right now.
We have plans to keep touring this record for a bit. We're going to be out a bit in the fall. We've got a couple more shows this summer. And I think when it starts getting colder, we'll start, getting our plans together.
Now, will you go do any jamming for fun between now and, the IBMA? You're going to go out to any festivals or shows and just pick a little and enjoy other people?
Probably.
I wonder. I hope so. We're so busy. We've been on the road for pretty much 6 weeks now. We've got another kind of 2 weeks, and then we have
we'll be at a Podunk Festival where we're leading late night jam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll be
there we go.
That's important for you to show up.
We'll be there for sure.
Well, I sure do appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule to step into our studio at New Hampshire Public Radio here in New Hampshire. And we wish you all the best with the new album and at the IBMA Showcase.
Thank you so much for having us.
What can you leave us with?
I'd say it'd be appropriate to leave you with the first song off of the new record. This is a tune here called Late July, and thanks so much for having us here today. This has been really nice. I was born in late July, with it all just passing me by, and hard just keeping time. Thoughts of you slipping from my mind. Well, the winter came and went, and I'm not sure just what you meant. Did you mean those words you said? 'Cause I'm caught up singing inside my head. White lies, cutting ties, slipping through all cracks. With hard times living got best of me. When you turn your lights down low, well, it's hard to tell, honey, just what you know. Hell, ain't that the way it goes? Well, I'm walking straight towards you with both eyes closed. White lies, cutting ties, slipping through all the cracks.
Late July from Damn Tall Buildings and the album Don't Look Down. They have lots of shows still to come this summer. You can find them over at Concerts on the Common tomorrow. That's in Londonderry, Vermont. and part of the Chirp Concerts in Ridgefield, Connecticut. They'll also be in Goshen, Connecticut on the 10th at the Podunk Bluegrass Festival. They're going to be leading a late night jam there. For the rest of their schedule and to learn more about what Damtall Buildings is up to, visit their website at damtallbuildings.com, or you might even be able to find them on Facebook.
Sure.
Thanks, folks, for stopping into the Folk Show.
Thank you so much for having us. This is a blast.
This is NHPR.